Hello everyone, and thanks for coming to my second event on pre-travel comms. It will be about six simple steps to driving brand engagement with pre-travel comms. Guys, just a quick check. Can you hear me? Could you raise a hand if you can hear me? Ah, perfect. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure these LinkedIn audio events, it's a little bit of a one-way street. Okay, I'm glad that you can hear me. So let me continue. A little bit about myself. So I am head of marketing and strategy at Vamoose Travel App, and I am a very big believer in the pre-travel comms. At Vamoose App, what we do, so we help travel companies to excite their clients and manage all of the travel documentation throughout their customer journey. And this goes from inspiration stage all the way through to rebooking. So in a first event, when we were talking about the pre-travel comms a few weeks ago, I have shared quite an extensive and ready-to-use plan on how to use pre-travel comms to drive brand engagement. And I'm very conscious that most probably not everyone has the resources to set up this like highly personalized communication and nurtures. The good news, there is definitely a way to do it with a much more limited resources. So what I would like to do first, I would like to ask you if you could click the thumbs up emoji if you have been to the first event. Okay, I see a few people, but not that many. Okay, so it was how to we received quite a good feedback on the event. So if you would like to receive the recording of the first event and to receive this ready-to-use pre-travel comms, which can cover quite a few months of the journey, just direct message me first event. You can send me a very simple message on LinkedIn, say first event, and I'll make sure that I will share it with you later today. And also, as for like many people, now this is the first event on pre-travel comms, then I'll just spend a few minutes to remind why I think that it is a really golden opportunity for travel companies when it comes to driving brand engagement. So there is a massive communication gap, a very real zone of silence in between when your clients book the holiday and when they board the plane. So your brand is always, front and center and super visible and present when you are selling the holidays. Then as well, you are creating incredible experiences for people while they are traveling, but there is not much in between. And this, booking to boarding period is pretty much in quite an empty space in most of the customer journeys. And so at Vamoose, we work with about 400 tour operators. So we get quite a close look on their communication strategies, and we can see that definitely there is a big area for improvement. So what I will do today, I'll show you six very simple steps that literally I think everyone on this call can implement, to make sure that you drive your brand engagement. So before we do that as well, I wanted to ask you another question. And if you could use the same emoji, let's do the thumbs up. If you use, at least let's say three touch points in between booking to boarding. But please do not include the messages when you ask for payments. Like money doesn't really contribute towards brand engagement. So if you could do thumbs up if you do more than three touch points. Okay, Alison, Hannah, Eve. So we have a few people, but I can see as well that definitely it is not the majority. So what I have done, I have identified six touch points that I recommend to use in your pre-travel comms. And each of them covers an essential area that will first, it will add value to your clients. Second, it will help you with the brand engagement. And third, it will take your customer service definitely to the next level. My top tip, I would say, when it comes to, you know, thinking about how do you set up your communication plan, is that nailing comms is much easier than you think. And the secret, you know, to getting your pre-travel comms set up, you know, promptly, effectively, without an army of writers, is standardization. So, like, standardize. Wherever you can, standardize. And then, instead of, like, spending hours, you know, tailoring each messages to your client's destination, just try to use as many generic messages as possible. I would say my top tip, number two, is where it is possible, definitely use systems. And you can set up template notifications in travel app like Vamoose. Many CRMs have the capability to schedule emails and text. You use it, you know, whatever is available. It will definitely save you hours. And trust me, no one is going to complain, you know, if they receive, have a great time in this whatever destination they are traveling, text message. Okay, time for the steps now. So step number one. Excite clients with information on destination. So at this stage, cover all the essentials. Introduce the country, showcase the top sites, give an overview of the culture, highlight food and drink options. You all have, you know, more or less detailed country guides. Use them. Make a list of books, movies, podcasts, anything, any content which covers either culture or history or geography of their destination. And I would say, big suggestion, don't try to do it all. I mean, if you don't have a list of books, it's fine. You can add it later. If you don't have a list of movies, same. In this case, like, it's definitely best to follow the rule, better done than perfect. And once it's done, then you can take it to the next level and aim for perfection. Step number two, restaurants. So make your client's stomach rumble with a restaurant recommendation. And we all know that food is the way to the heart. And when it comes to, you know, bespoke travel clients, I think it couldn't be more right. Anyone can look at the best local restaurants on TripAdvisor or Google recommendations, but only kind of like expert travel consultants can offer the experience-based recommendations, you know, which will take your client experience to the next level. And I mean, recommending restaurants, definitely, 100%, it takes time, it takes thought, but there are ways how you can streamline the process. So I would suggest start by investing time in creating a library of your best recommendations. Store them online somewhere easily accessible. That as well, you know, it's easier to update the places open, places close. As well, focus on, you know, building a company culture where everyone is contributing to maintaining, you know, this type of database so that you always have the latest recommendations available. Step number three, upsell without interrupting. To clients, upsell, sorry, no, like, it sounds a little bit like a dirty word, especially if they have already spent a significant amount of money with you. But in reality, upselling is a huge win-win for both parties. For clients, it's an opportunity to supercharge their experience. And for you, it's a great opportunity for additional revenue. I would say that the key to successful upsell is to weave it in subtly into the rest of your communications. And kind of similarly what you would be doing with the restaurants, it's a good idea to create a dynamic online list of what upsells you can offer in each of the destinations. And then the best approach, you know, is to suggest definitely all of those extras after the clients have made their final payment, but before they set off on a holiday. It depends from company to company, but what I see, most of the companies, they finalize all of the payments kind of like roughly a month and a half before the trip. So most probably this is the time, you know, a few weeks after where you want to start thinking about the upsells. And there are a lot of things. You can upsell the city tours, the dining experiences. People love to, you know, once they are starting to face flying in the economy class, thinking about the premium economy or upgrading to business class flights, hotel rooms. There is a lot of opportunities which clients definitely will be much more open once they already are approaching the holiday. So this, how to say, we are halfway. We've covered three of the steps. Before we move on to the fourth one, I just wanted to say that if you guys want to receive the content piece, which we have written and which has all of these steps mapped out with the examples, just direct message me on LinkedIn, six steps, or in the please share, you know, the content of the audio event. And again, like I will do it the same. I will do it after the event. Anyone, it's always much, how to say, it's always much nicer to talk with people. Anyone has any insights or questions at this stage, like please raise the hand if this is the case. Bernard, let me allow to speak. Yes, Bernard, you wanted to say something. Hello? No, I think most probably that was a mistake. Okay, let me move on. Then let me go to step number four. So step number four, ramp up the buzz with a killer countdown. And when it comes to small things that make a big impact, countdown is definitely the king. And you're really, nothing really builds up the pre-trail butterflies quite like knowing that it's just around the corner. And in fact, our own research shows that people love, like on Vamoose, people love the countdown timer, and it's one of the most popular features. I guess, you know, one of the nicest things after at the end of the long day in the office is to have a nice visual and an inspiring imageries and see how many days there are left before you are heading on the adventure. Standardization is your best friend here as well. And I do know like how time consuming it is to try personalize everything. I have worked as a marketing manager in a travel company myself. So I suggest skip the country specific messaging at this stage and focus purely on how long they have until they set off. So ideally, I mean, if you have, again, if you have a travel app like Vamoose that can send notifications, do it. If you don't, just be bold and send your countdown messages via text. It's a lovely personal touch, which no one, definitely no one is going to mind. And ideal case as well, possibly maybe you have a CRM which can trigger automatic text messages. If so, upload your standard messages, be it 100 days, be it a month, 1 week, up to you. You know, when do you think it's the best time to engage with the clients? And that's it. Off. You are good to go. Now, step number five. This one is an interesting one because there is always the classic pre-trip panic. So, soothing the panic, it's all about the step five. And it hits different people at different times. But in general, about 1 month before departure is the prime panic time. But at the same time, it's also a great opportunity for you to shine. So you definitely are going to look like a superhero when you swoop in just as clients are, you know, start getting nervous, and they will definitely appreciate a reassuring message, you know, and a perfectly prepared checklist. For step number five, you know, when we talk about the panic, definitely you will need to do some customizing of the messages here, as the checklist will be quite different depending where you are sending your clients. Kenya and Antarctica most probably will require quite different things to pack. I would say my top suggestions what to share at this stage with the clients are number one, vaccination checks. In our post-COVID world, people are still a little bit more on edge about getting the right vaccines and making sure they are prepared. Number two, the packing list. You know, no one wants to get to the savannah only to find out that they forgot their sunglasses. then sustainability tips, reminding people, you know, to use their own travel bottles, to avoid single plastic. I mean, it's all on us to make it as sustainable as we can once we are traveling abroad. Definitely weather updates and visas. I just got back from South Africa. I got my visa approval 24 hours before the flight. Not much fun. So if you can help your clients to be on top of their preparation, they will definitely appreciate it. And we are off to the last one. Step number 6, just send them off in style. And this is kind of like, you know, the all important final message and the personalized send off. For your clients, it just shows, you know, that you're going an extra mile and you really care about their experience. And it adds reassurance that you are not going to disappear as soon as they have taken off. So this would be this, you know, the last kind of like step number 6. I'm sure already like quite a few are thinking, okay, what about the channels? You know, how do we do it? Which channels do we use? And I would say, you know, travel apps, again, like Vamoose, they are a very good tool because you can do everything in one place. Mix of channels is a good way to set it up as well. If you want some comms to be emailed, use the email. If a lot of your clients are using WhatsApp, use WhatsApp and, you know, do it on this platform. For some, it might be phone calls and text messages. I think it's really up to you. You know your clients best and possibly you know the best which type of the communication they will appreciate and, you know, which type of the communication will work best for them. So if I was to sum it up, perfect, we have 4 minutes left. So I'll just try to sum it up quickly and see if you have any comments or questions. So I would say it's definitely easier than you think. It can feel overwhelming to think that you need to set up like a month-long pre-communication travel plan for various destinations, but 6 touch points is definitely doable, especially when half of them are generic. So, you know, that's it. Just cover 6 essential areas of pre-travel comms that I have shared with you. And I think you are on your way to make some noise in this way too silent booking to boarding stage. And you might need to put some hours, you know, to prepare the restaurant recommendation or destination guides. But a lot of steps, as I mentioned, can be standardized. So it should not take that much time. So let me leave you just with a reminder, the 6 steps. So number 1, inspirational country content. Number 2, restaurant recommendations. Number 3, the upsells. Number 4, the countdown. And 5, soothing the panic. And number 6, bon voyage, enjoy, you know, sending them on amazing holiday. So I think that's pretty much it. This is everything what I wanted to share with you. And it would be, again, it would be great to hear if you could raise your hand, you know, if it resonates with you, if there is something that you are doing or not doing, or if you have any insights, what's working, what's not working, it would be great if we use the remaining time to do it. Okay. Charlie, okay, yep. Charlie, you were raising your hand. Yeah, 100%. I really agree with you. And I think in general, like, people who love to travel, usually they love to experience like the local cuisines as well. So I think that's a very nice opportunity for the travel companies, you know, not only to send people and see amazing views, but ensure as well that they get the best experience when they are trialing out the local cuisines. Yes, everyone loves good food. Okay, I see that Sasha is raising her hand as well. Yeah, 100%. And I think it's, I have been like also small example from my personal example. I have been to Kenya. I went to Kenya last year, and the first thing I've done, I went and I downloaded the movie Out of Kenya because you get so excited, especially when you go to faraway places, just to see what it's all about and build all the buzz and get excited about the holiday. I see that Jennifer wanted to say something as well. Yes, Jennifer. Jennifer, I think you should be able to speak. I no problem, not problem at all. Oh yeah. So I think it depends on how much time you have to personalize. So if you are able, for your sales consultant to send a really personalized message, you can include the name, the things that they are doing, the length of destination, the adventures they are they will be experiencing. So you can make it really personalized. If you are much more of a smaller travel company and you are really, tight on the resources, you can just set it up, a simple template in your either CRM or your travel app, which says, my dear client, I hope you will have an amazing holiday. You are leaving tomorrow. Have, all the best. So I think this one, it's quite open, I think, for the travel companies. If they have the resources, they can really take it to quite a personalized level. If they can't, I think even if they send a simple message, it shows really a personal care from the travel company. Okay, you are welcome. Anyone else? I'm trying to see any more raised hands, but I don't see. Okay, so I hope everyone enjoyed the webinar, our second audio event. We will be doing in the beginning of June, we will be doing one where we will be talking about streamlining, your whole customer journey. So keep an eye on the information about this one. But I just wanted to thank everyone who is here, and if you would like to see the content piece, which how to gives a little bit more context and inspiration around these six touch points, just drop me a message on LinkedIn, and I'll make sure that I send it to you. Thank you so much, and have a nice day, everyone.